Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
They're shocked that you get free refills in the U.S. It's like, how is that shocking then you see your average person at Buc-ee's when they're pushing $4.50?
Oh, yeah. And that's the kid.
Are we in? We're in.
Is this a live episode?
Happy summer. It's live for us.
Isn't that funny? It is always live for us.
It's live for us.
Here's what's crazy.
Uh-oh.
We're always live. In our heads.
And some...
Me, I'm always live. And some people are not alive.
Correct.
Correct.
R.I.P.
So alive, yo. Alive
Wait,
means
hold on.
You're always live. I'm always
so many,
live.
There's alive, there's... Unalive.
Well, unalive, not great, not live. Battery pack, gone. Can't even go on Twitch.
There's Xbox Live.
Yes.
Racist.
What is that?
I don't know.
All right.
Have you ever been on Xbox Live?
They're not saying,
no, not the company Xbox.
That's what I thought you meant.
No. Kids on Xbox Live are saying mean words.
Always. You know what there should be? There should be a separate section of Xbox Live where you only can be nice.
I think that's called Game Boy.
There should be another chat that's called XXXbox. First of all, there's no way there's not. Because there's a box.
Oh.
There's a box in it too.
Yeah, if you crack your X, you just played Xbox. Who do we call?
Ghostbusters, I think.
Okay, so you said you had something about therapy.
Dude, the funniest
thing. I'm going to need therapy after I talk about this Air France story, but go ahead.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, wait. I just remembered a thing.
Good, good.
Go ahead.
There's nothing.
Therapy, you're in therapy.
There's not a ton to this, but it was just for 2 minutes I was laughing. So I was in couples therapy with my boyfriend. We're doing jokes with.
Hold on. When did this happen?
What?
You're always in therapy. Now you're in couples therapy.
Baby.
What happened?
You always need a maintenance. Nothing happened.
Hey.
You always need a maintenance.
Yeah.
Dude, I honestly.
A referee.
Dude, no, for real, but I really do think.
How
that,
have you
like,
been in this?
This is only the fourth time. It's not like it's not a consistent thing. It's like a little maintenance check-in every now and again, you know? But really, really love it. Highly, highly recommend.
Okay.
It's just, you really can just emote, feel safe. It's great. But therapist brought up our podcast because, you know.
God.
No.
The fuck?
You know, there's been, you know, some contention in the zeitgeist.
Wait. Like they had seen the clips?
No. Sorry.
I thought they were like, yeah, I love when you had Adolf on your forehead. That was so funny.
No. I fucked up. There's no context in that. There's been discussion of the pod in the sessions. Right?
Whoa.
So
look at us.
Yeah. We made it. We're live. So
I'm in there.
So you are. We're all in there. But so
I get talked about? I get talked about?
No, just the show.
I'm on the show.
So I guess technically.
Get it, go ahead.
So she goes, this is where I'm going. So the therapist goes, so where are you guys on the podcast? What's it called? Hard underwear? And I laughed for 2 minutes straight. And this is a very professional woman. Like, and she goes, what? Hard underwear? I mean, guys, I was crying laughing. Hard underwear? It's not bad name. It's not a bad name for anything.
No, it sounds like our rival podcast.
It is.
It sounds like the female version, because you know women, the underwear, the bottom part looks like on a car accident sometimes. Like it's
it looks like they stuffed an Uncrustable down there and sat on it.
Hard underwear would be our rival, and it'd be the female version of this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard underwear. I mean, guys, couldn't even get the session back on track. I was laughing so much.
Yeah.
Hard underwear. And she goes, oh no, am I going to be on your podcast? And I go, yes, you are. And here we are.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for helping Michael and his beautiful girlfriend.
she's great. That's it.
What was the conversation about that? Just like, oh, I guess, never mind. That's probably not so much time. Like, what do we do wrong? What's going on? Listen. Come on. Should just play the podcast in therapy and be like, this is funny.
Right? They both go, no. All right.
Yeah, if there was a crowd there, they'd be laughing.
Yeah, you don't even know.
All right. Anyways, crusty underwear. That's funny, man. That's funny.
Hard underwear. Dying. Jesus. So you want to should we just get into it?
Fuck France.
The whole country?
Why is everyone in France right now, too? Everyone's in Cannes?
Cannes.
Why?
It's Cannes now, right now?
C-A-N-N-E-S.
Hold on, but
everybody on my Instagram story is in France. I'm like, guys, didn't you see I'm boycotting Air France? Stop going to France.
Is Cannes happening again? I feel like it just happened like 3 months ago.
I don't know. Everyone is there.
Is it just for some?
I have no
idea. You don't know. Okay.
No idea. I think it's one of those things where it's like, I actually have no idea. It's like a seminar and everyone's there. I don't know.
So I don't know. Just all that influencers you're saying are there?
Yeah, fucked on influencers and like just kind of people just doing shit there. And it's like all their stories are just tagging. There goes a piece of hair. All their stories are just tagging like whatever the city, France. I'm like, Cannes, France. I'm like, okay, but for what?
Yeah, I need to know.
Is that the link up this summer?
Yeah, I need to know. It might be like a discount on airfare. Or
Expedia?
Something. Yeah. .com.
Here's my 90-second rant on fuck Air France. Air France, you stupid, pathetic, je ne sais quoi fuckheads.
Good.
I was trying to think of any... What is this face? I was trying to think of any cuss word. I don't remember. I learned a lot of cuss words in Italian. Air France, fuck you. Here we go.
Wait. Okay. Okay. You were also in Italy?
Yes. Okay. But I was cussing them out on the phone in Italian thinking that was the same. Nope, I was wrong. Okay. The Air France... I hope you guys go the most bankrupt. I hope that you guys get bought out by Spirit and then bankrupt again. I hope that you guys, here's what happened. I had a flight from Newcastle, UK.
Not a real place.
Probably not. Newcastle.
I thought all castles are old and just off myself right down in the pod.
No, it's like a New Mexico solo thing.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's Newcastle, connecting in Paris, going to Sardinia. Island in Italy.
Huh?
Connecting flight.
Sardinia?
Yum.
Shut the fuck
up. Put it on a Caesar. Sardinia? That's not a place. I didn't know it wasn't until like
Sardinia.
Younger. Sardinia. It's a beautiful island in Italy.
I'm sure it is.
Sardinia.
Do sardines come from that place? It's got to be.
We'll be
It's like naming an island bananas and no bananas there.
I think it is.
Okay. Yes.
What is a sardine?
A salty fish.
It's a fish?
Sardine is a fish.
But
you didn't
know sardines
this?
Well, hold on. Are sardines little things, or are they? They're the little strips.
Little silver guy. Like it's like an anchovy. What the fuck's an anchovy?
I thought a sardine was an anchovy.
Oh, me too.
Bitch, hold on. What the fuck's a sardine?
Sardine's a fish.
But what's an anchovy?
Fish.
Hold on. Is an anchovy a sardine?
It's we're pretty much saying like hard underwear, stiff socks right now.
Are we?
Same thing.
Might be the same thing.
Right.
Someone type something in.
They're different fish.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
They're from
Sardinia.
Sardinia and our anchovia world.
World.
All right. Shut
like
up.
Sea World.
Okay. Sorry. You're going to Sardinia.
Right.
So, Italy.
But we're going three different. We're going UK to France to Italy. Connection wise.
Got it.
You land. You got to go through customs. It's a whole fuckery.
It's a whole thing.
Whole thing, right? But we have this giant bag because we're gone for 2 weeks. So I check a bag, you know. We land. We're waiting. We're in Italy, waiting. You know, nothing on the. Bro. Oh my god, I just remember this.
Dude, what in the hard underwear is happening?
I just remember I told the cop to fuck off. Hold on, dude. Hold on.
Yeah, what do you say? I'll fuck off.
Okay, so we land and we're waiting at baggage claim for literally an hour. It's not there. Everyone else from our flight is like, hey, at a lost and found, like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, so no one had their luggage?
No one had their luggage because it was a tight turnaround, okay? But then, like, we're about an hour and a half in waiting at the baggage claim. All the bags start coming out. I go, it was probably a delay. There it is. All the bags came out but me and Lindsay's, right? So we go, where's our bag? I get an email on my phone. It goes, hey, just a heads up. Your bag didn't make it on the flight from Paris. Out loud. Nobody's in the baggage claim. A small airport. Out loud, I yell, and this is Italian for, I think, go fuck yourself. I go, vaffanculo. Just kind of fucking around.
Yep.
Just having fun.
Yep.
It's me and the gang. I go, vaffanculo. Like, loud. This police officer walks up to me. He goes, hey, this is an airport. Shh. I got shushed by a man. I go, what? I go, well, my bag's lost. He goes, be mad at the, this is bad Italian. He goes, be mad at the French, not here. I go, well, you guys fucking lost my bag. Vaffanculo. Kind of just in the bit. And he goes, do you speak Sardinian? I go, no, I speak American.
Oh, God.
But like jokingly, I'm with my friends. I'm like,
yeah. It's funny.
Also, like, type in Sardinia police. Their outfit looked like some Toontown ass shit. But like, I didn't know he was a real cop. I thought he was like a parking enforcement guy.
Goddamn. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's your boy, Michael Blauzin, and I do stand-up comedy. Yes, yes, I do. I'm on freaking tour. I'll just list some stuff off, and if you're in the city, you better go, guys. July 25th, I'm in Atlantic City, the Borgata. It's awesome, dude. Limited tickets. Go get tickets. August 15th, I'll be in Danville, VA. September 9th, we added a show in Fresno. Tickets are already low on the second one. Oakland, California, September 11th, my favorite day. Just joking. Guys.
What happened that day?
Just America. September 12th, we added a freaking Sacramento show. Go. Denver's almost sold out. That is September 17th to the September 19th. September 24th, I'll be in Carmel, Indianapolis. September 25th, I'll be in Pure, Illinois. September 26th, I'll be in St. Louis, frickin' Missouri. October 9th to the 10th, I'll be in Boston. Only one show still available. Keep going, Jack. Keep going. Fuck me, yeah. October 11th, Providence, Rhode Island. October 16th, Tyson's VA. Then Richmond, Virginia, Raleigh, Phoenix, Tucson, Los Angeles, Reno, San Diego. San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, Toledo, Ann Arbor, we just had our show, Toronto, low tickets, Bakersfield, and then St. Louis Obispo, blockcomedy.com.
You just put like RIP at the end of that. You're like, that's the world. You did it. That's the world. Bro's like, where else is left to go in America?
Buddy,
I've
never been to Wyoming.
Good shows.
Any of the Dakotas?
All right, guys, time for my tour dates. Halifax, August 8th. Trailwalls.com. I'm taking some time off touring. But the last big show for me, it's a really big show, Halifax, at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival at the Garrison Grounds, August 8th. Trevorwalls.com. But should I say it again? I'm going to be in Halifax August 8th. August 8th, I'm going to be in Halifax. August 8th, we're going to be doing Halifax. Mm-hmm. And then August 8th, Halifax.
Nope. I told everyone in the meet and greet to go to your show.
Oh, that's right. You were just in fucking Halifax.
It was awesome. Everyone's like, when's Trev going? I'm like, August 8th. I didn't know the date, dude. I didn't know
the date.
I just.
I said 15th on the main feed episode. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Is that confirmed? Trevor Wallace is coming up. See if I show up or not.
Leave all this in.
I'll be there. Ship Station. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. We know and you love ShipStation. Guys, we're excited to talk more about ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, shipping can quietly take away more time and money than you realize. ShipStation is an all-in-one shipping platform built to help businesses manage their order fulfillment workflow. Everything from order management to inventory and returns can be centralized in one place, so your team or just you can stay focused on growth. ShipStation also compares rates across UPS, USPS, and FedEx on every order with savings up to 90% off. It connects over 200 online marketplaces, plus the accounting and CRM tools you may already use.
Let me tell you something. Over 1 million businesses leveled up their shipping game with ShipStation, with customers reporting scaling fulfillment up to 40 times while cutting costs up to 30%, okay? It is incredible, incredible, incredible. We have an entire merch business, and we will be lost without ShipStation. So, The sooner you switch, the sooner you start saving time and money. Get started with ShipStation today and get 60 days free at ShipStation.com with code SOCKS. That's ShipStation.com, code SOCKS, ShipStation.com, code SOCKS. Taxes and fees apply.
Goddamn. They're wearing like this like faded ass blue polo and he didn't have a gun. It's Italy. So I'm like,
there's no guns in Italy?
I don't fucking know, baguettes or some shit. So, dude, I mean, look at this guy. I mean, this guy should be playing the World Cup. First of all, that's a woman. But.
Oh, yeah. It does look like a polo. Yeah.
First of all.
It's a polo. I think they have a pool noodle. What is that?
Yeah, but like did not.
Yo,
but,
cannot have a white holster for a gun. That's illegal.
That's
a
lightsaber.
What in the fucking Sardinia are you doing? Dude. And then lightsaber. A white baton?
Go back again and type in the police. I want to see if there's a more direct one that they're wearing. Type in airport police, maybe. This guy did not look like a cop, but he goes, I'm like, bro, like my bag is lost. I have every right in the world to be mad. And he goes, shh, you should be mad at the French, not me. And then I'm looking at him and I'm like, I hate this guy. In my head, I'm staring at him like, you little fuck. Yeah. He goes, this airport, know how to act. Are you drunk? I go, no. I lost my bag. Like everything is fine. Yeah. Now I'm staring at this guy. Then I'm like, what am I going to do? This guy's a literal cop.
Yeah.
And he's staring at me. And eventually I just go like, all right, well, let's just leave. And then Lost and Found's like, well, okay, well, you know, you'll get your bag tomorrow on this flight. Right. Next day comes around. They're like, hey, it didn't make it on this flight. We're like, okay, well, when are we going to get it? They're like, we don't know. Your bag's in Amsterdam now. What the fuck? Why is my bag trying to crack in the red light district? Like my bag gets separated from Lindsay's. Her bag goes Leon.
No.
Leon. I don't even know what the fuck Leon is. Maybe the King's of. I don't know where it is, but it goes to Leon. Her bag's in Leon. Mine's in Amsterdam. I go, why do they separate? Hey, neither of these places are places I'm going. On the boarding pass, it says to Olbia. To Olbia.
Olbia.
Why? Oh, that's an airport in Sardinia. Okay. So it was at a different airport. And I go, okay, what the fuck? I go, okay. It was like, why is it missed a connecting flight. So why is it now on another connecting flight? Like they had flights the next morning that were straight to the island of Sardinia. I'm like, it'll be just on that one. It's not on that one. I keep calling back. And I spent probably an hour and a half to 2 hours every day talking to them. Calling Lost and Found, calling Air France. Air France, the fucking, their customer service. I mean, I would be better if they hired Digimon. Like, I don't know what the fuck, these stupid, worthless French fucks. They go like, I don't know where your bag is. It's up to the airport. I'm like, well, do you see as a customer why it's concerning to me that the company doesn't know where my bag is? At one point, this guy goes, sir, I've answered all your questions and I don't have any more responses. I must go now. I'm like,
no.
I swear to God.
What do you mean you must go? I leave. You stay. This is your job.
Right.
It's and like walking to a shoe store and the shoe store was like, I'm going to leave. You can't. You live here.
I was like, I didn't know. And I was being calm at this point.
There's no way.
I was being calm. I was calm the whole time.
Oh my God.
So funny. At one point, Lindsay grabs the phone. She goes, where the fuck's my blah, 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 blah. And then they hung up on her. And I was like, you know why they hung up. She's like, no.
No, she did. You can't curse. They can hang up if you curse.
I forget who. I think it's Bill Burr has such a good bit on that. It's like they get you to the point of cursing so they can hang up on you.
Yeah.
But so the bags are in different places. I call the next day and they're like, oh, so the island is about, I don't know, if you can drive from side to side in 3.5 hours, is about how big it is. Right?
Wow. So tiny.
But like, you know, here to San Diego, like it's big. You know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, hey, your bag is at the airport. At the other end.
Fuck you.
And I go, how are we keep on getting this wrong? It's on the tag. Olbia. And they're like, Caglia, whatever the fuck it went. And then I'm like, okay, well, can they like drive it here now or like send it from that airport to the other airport? Like, I'm sure they have flights.
Yeah.
The bag goes back to Paris.
Shut.
You wee wee little motherfuckers. You, dude. Like every day I'm checking the tag. We're on Sky Vector. We're checking like black market websites to like see like where the bags are. They go back. It went back to Paris like 3 different times.
Dude, shut up. It was in blah, blah. It was on Sardinia, the island, but just other side. And then it went back to fucking France.
Yeah. But only my bag was there. It's like Lindsay was in like Amsterdam or some shit. So they were just playing. Like every time I called and they would say some fuck ass shit. They would say some. Like I get blood in my, I get heat. Think about it. They would be like, oh, we see that you have on your account. You've called multiple times about this issue. Yeah. I'm on vacation. Where the fuck's my bag?
Also, you know what's in the bag? A gun. I'm going to shoot everyone when I get it. What did you do clothes wise?
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, you're on the phone with them. And they're like, okay, well, you can be reimbursed for whatever you buy. but they're like, just stay away from expensive, like designer. Like, you know, they're like, stay away from big name brands like Prada, Gucci. And now I don't wear any of that shit. But you're also like, what if I had that in my bag?
Right.
And also Sardinia is like fucking nuts expensive. It's like literally staying in Beverly Hills. The first day I bought board shorts and a t-shirt, and it was like 300 euro.
Shut I just, dude, the
and,
fuck
and,
up.
And I'm looking like for the cheapest shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we had a boat that we're like trying to get on. The boat leaves like an hour. I'm like frantically shopping in this town center. It's like literally the Beverly Hills of all this shit. So I'm just buying stuff, being like, hopefully I'll get reimbursed. Right. I sent all the receipts in yesterday, but like, dude, you know the fuck ass, you know, honestly, and I don't know how many people support me in France. Hopefully a good amount. I'm never touring there. Fuck that place. Fuck Air France. Fuck, you know what? French people are great, but if you work for Air France, kill yourself and don't do that. But each day they're like, yeah, it'll be there tomorrow. They're like, well, it'll be on an 8 a.m. flight tomorrow. Like, call back. I call back. Hey, it didn't make that flight. And I'm like, well, why didn't it make the flight? They're like, we don't know. I'm like,
what do you mean it didn't make the flight? What was it, fucking taking a shit and missed the goddamn boarding?
I don't
know. What are you talking about? It doesn't have the fucking legs. Put it on the goddamn flight.
Zero accountability. Every single person I talked to would be like, well, we don't know because it's up to the airport. It's up to the airport to put it on. It's the lost and found at the whatever airport it goes to is like, can it be on this flight? Maybe it's too heavy. Maybe the flight's full. Like some fuck ass shit like that. But it's like, and then I'm talking Air France. I'm like, do you guys have a manager I can talk to? And they're like, no, everybody here, we are all the same. Everybody, I don't even know what the fuck accent was.
That's fine. That works.
Fucking, we are all the same. Whatever. And I'm like, God, like, I'm like, man, you got to put yourself in my position. All my luggage for this vacation is in this bag. Like, now I have to shop every single day because you're not telling me, like, hey, it's going to be here in a week. You're like, call back tomorrow. So every day I'd start my day and be like, okay, I guess let's buy clothes for today, but not tomorrow because it's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I spent so much fucking time in like stores just buying dumb shit because you're like, oh, I need socks. And then of course, all they wear in Italy is ankle socks. So I'm wearing ankle socks, give my own girlfriend the fucking ick.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by GLD. Guys, we're excited to talk about GLD. If you're trying to update your everyday style, GLD makes it easy to add something clean without overthinking it. Chain, bracelet, pendant, or a watch can change the whole look, especially in the summer when the details stand out more. Quality, it's a big thing, man. And GLD has pieces with real gold, hand-set stones, and a lifetime guarantee. So it feels like something built to actually last. They also have options at different prices. You know, they got 18-karat gold-plated pieces to solid gold and natural diamonds. They have over 2 million customers, more than 50,000 five-star reviews, and official collabs with the leagues like NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, MLS, and more.
For a limited time, only new customers are getting an insane deal. Bah, bah, bah. Use code SOCKS to get 40% off at GLD.com. That's 40% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. It's time to lock in and upgrade your style this summer with GLD.
Goddamn. So the third day, we just go to the airport and I go, you know what? Fuck it. Like, honestly, the airport was near an H&M, 40 minutes away. I'm like, okay, let's just go to the airport. We'll go to H&M after, or Zara, whatever the fuck. And then I just give them my home address. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Send it there.
Yeah.
Send it there. Because my bag went to like 7 different stops when it was like binging around. And I go, and then Saturday, I get a call. Hey, your bag's in LA. How? So it can't fly 2 hours without stopping in fucking Denmark, but it can get it to LA immediately? Dude, like, I was in disbelief when they're like, hey, your bag's in LA. I'm like, yeah, sure. Who got my number?
Yeah.
Who leaked my number?
Did Air France ever respond to you on Instagram?
No.
Jesus.
They respond in like literally like a corporate like copy paste. We're sorry you're dealing with this. Dude, it is so hard to get actual help these days when you need it from customer service. Because it's like, because every time I'd call, I'd have to get through like 5 layers of like robots. Be like, describe what you're going on. You're operator.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a photo that it's so funny. It's Lindsay I on a boat, like a cute couple photo that somebody took on a camera. You zoom in on my hand and you see I'm on the phone with Air France in the middle of the fucking ocean. These fuckheads ruined my trip. You stupid fuck. God damn it. I fucking hate Air France.
Dude,
in France right now going against my own will.
I would have been losing my mind.
And I'm ready to legal up. I've never hated a company more in my entire life. And I've also never felt less care in, like, I was trying to think, like, there's been times on the road where, like, a cameraman, like, lost his bag, like, and, like, they're like, hey, we're so sorry, it'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, bop, bop. But, like, if you lose a bag in Charlotte and then they send it to Connecticut, you're like, why the fuck? Yeah. Like, that's not, like, I don't, oh, dude, on paper, it makes zero fucking sense.
American lost my bag at Christmas time with, like, presents and shit in it. I was losing my mind. And they go, oh, it's still in New York. I'm not sure why. We will get it here on the next flight and we'll drive it to your house. And then within 4 hours, the bag's at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. In which, in my head, it was that. It was going to be that.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's multiple flights to the airport we landed at each day. So don't send it to Amsterdam. My bag doesn't need to smoke weed and fuck hookers.
Nope.
My Leon, what even is that?
No one even knows.
When did that enter the chat?
It's not. It didn't.
It, dude, I think they're
making up companies. Estonia? Yeah, that's a fucking place.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Harry Potter grew up there. Silence.
Dude, I'm just livid. I have a photo somewhere, or maybe she does, but like, it's all the bag tags that were on our bag when we got it.
Shut up.
It looked like a pom-poms. You could literally hold the bottom and go cheer to LA Rams game. So the whole time we're like tracing this bag down and they take zero accountability. And then what the guy at Air France takes us to lost and found, and we're just defeated at this point. Like, we're just going to be like, hey, here's the reference code. Like, do you know where it is? We walk in. I'm like, here's the reference code. He goes, oh, beige bag. He goes, yeah, just landed. I go, what? He goes, yeah, I was just about to put it in the car to send your house, but it's actually right here.
In Lindsay's bag.
Yeah. So we got both bags, but at what cost? But at what? I want my whole trip reimbursed.
At bare minimum, they should reimburse you, Trev, for everything you spent. Plus, they should give you some flight credit. Like, they definitely should.
So, Trev, while you were vacationing in Europe, the rest of Europe was vacationing in America because of the World Cup.
So weird.
And it's
so weird.
But
and so weird for, like, fucking Uganda to play in Boston. What in the fuck is happening?
But now everyone, all the Europeans are falling in love with America. And they're trying all their food. And
dude, I saw some guy drinking a buzz ball. That guy seems awesome.
Let's watch that one.
But dude, it's like, it's the same way when we go to Japan, we like deep throw a fucking egg salad sandwiches and everyone in Japan is like, shut the fuck up. These suck. Yeah.
But there's something about America because we just know it's like shitty. But to see the joy that people from other countries are having with our everyday shitty food is kind of nice.
Yeah. No,
because it's like, you know, in Japan, they're so used to seeing egg salads sandwiches. Like, yeah, we have those like all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like seeing the excitement from an American, they're like, oh yeah. You know, it's like seeing where's this guy from?
Looks like either South. Oh, okay, it's South Korea.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What he looks like?
Yeah,
he looks like a BTS member.
I was saying it because of his jersey.
But seeing the joy, I haven't watched this fully, but I want to see it. So this guy's
traveling. I'm Bob from Japan. It's my first time to try. What is this?
Buzzball.
Buzzball. Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Hey. No.
Oh my goodness. Oh no, that's too much, dude. Oh my god. That guy's gonna turn into a Pokemon.
I mean, he enjoyed it the right way in a parking lot with strangers.
Yeah, you can't have that in like a nice Marriott lobby.
I don't think anyone's ever brought a buzzball back to their home. Buzzballs are meant for parking lots and in your car, probably while driving if you're drinking one of those.
100%. Or you're pregnant and you're like, I need to get rid of it.
Well, did you see the problem in TSA? People are trying to bring home big bottles of ranch dressing.
Shut up.
I did see this. Wait, but does that not go again? Oh, the people coming to America?
Leaving America.
The pasta in Italy, underwhelming. The pizza, fucking incredible. And
the pasta, underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
Don't they make it with their hands or something?
I think it's like little Italian boys or something.
Whoa.
I don't know. But it was like, I don't know.
They live in a place called Sardinia.
But dude, I was eating bread. No problems. I don't think you heard me. Gluten-free man. Because they use uncut, no fent, like flour.
Uncut gems. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I was eating like focaccia bread. I was, oh my God.
I feel like this is a French way to say, all right.
We know what you meant.
Yeah.
But
that's awesome.
It was great.
Were you just like going fucking
every meal?
Of course.
Every meal.
You're like, I'll have a sandwich on a sandwich.
Literally.
I'll have a sandwich and you put bread in my sandwich and I'll have bread on top of my sandwich as a bun.
Let me do a Big Mac, meat. No meat.
100%.
my first meal was a bowl of pasta and a pizza.
Fuck yeah.
My body's like, all right. Like, yeah, that's one way to test it.
Wow.
The fucking pizza. So the pasta
was underwhelming?
I don't know. Maybe I ordered the wrong shit. It was how it was cooked was like, it was like an egg noodle and it like, I was kind of like, I don't know. It didn't like.
Oh, I don't like an egg noodle. That's a real thin one, right? Yeah, fuck that.
I don't know.
You gotta get a fettuccine.
I kept fucking up ordering. I hate that. I was looking around at the table being, oh, what'd you? Oh, yeah. That was on the menu. Oh, that looks good. We literally made a sketch about that in a funny one like 6 years ago.
We did.
But I think it's kind of yeah. But the pizza was
unbelievable.
Lived up to
thin,
the hype.
Thin yeah, crust.
Thin, fuck! Crispy but chewy.
Yes, bitch.
Dave Portnoy would be fucking nutting left and
right. Oh my god, that sounds so great.
Yeah, and then the other place we went was Portofino, which was like on our way back. They're home of the. What did I just say? What's the bread? Focaccia.
Focaccia
and pesto.
Bitch,
getting up. Fucking sandwich and then walk into the beach with mortadella. What even? I think that's a meat.
And walk right into Zara and have to buy pants. Dude, there's something on vacation, buddy. There's something about a fucking cold beer that literally would make me finger anyone. You drink a cold beer on a beach, you're like, bitch,
yeah.
Fuck comedy.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Yeah, this trip I was really disconnected, which was weird. I don't know. The last trip I was so like, I gotta work, I gotta post, I gotta. What I did beforehand is I met up with my dog Noah, and I was like, dude, here's all the videos, just yeah. Scheduled out, just post these.
Yeah.
You got to do this.
Go ahead.
Like I'm slowly realizing what growth in a company looks like.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't check my phone. I'd open it and I'd be like, oh, that went up today. Cool. But like usually when I post, I like refresh some invested. Yeah. But like by the time I would check, it'll be like 6 hours later. I'd be like, all right, either this is doing well or it's not.
Can I ask you a question? And this is so inside baseball. So you guys can tune out if you'd like right now. Is he scheduling it or is he posting it?
Posting.
Oh, God. You letting someone just fucking post?
Huh?
You just letting a motherfucker post?
Yeah.
Wild. No, he's just doing. I mean, listen, I'm just so much of a fucking control freak. That like, dude,
same. But last summer when I was out of town, I remember because with the time difference, you want to post on U.S. time. I remember getting back to my hotel like hammered.
I know.
Posting clips at 2 a.m.
Yeah, dude, I did that when I was in Paris. I had it was 8 p.m. when I wanted to post. So like in the middle of dinner, I'm like, oh, sweetie, do you mind? And she's nice. Oh yeah, of course. Went in the bathroom, posted fucking 8 p.m. It's like, what am
still,
I doing?
But it still takes you out of it.
It does.
And also, you're looking at a clock, be like, okay, that's in an hour.
I know.
Okay, that's in 30 minutes.
I'm setting fucking alarms on my phone.
Bro, I'm telling you. Like, and if it was like certain shit, like, because there were a lot of like stand-up clips or guess who moments, which don't need like a written caption on it.
Mm.
Don't need it. It's like, and I would put in like a Google, we're getting it to inside baseball. I should stop talking about this. But that's what I did this trip. And I really felt disconnected for the first time. It was fucking awesome. That's
great. Because the content's going up. It's going up. You don't need to fucking be over it. Micro fucking managing content.
Yeah.
The content's done. You post it. It's great. Dude, that I'm so proud of you. That is the next level of what I want to get to.
But this whole trip, I felt like I was like so like, and we also hopped around a lot because it was like London for a show and then a wedding and then da da. So there was a lot of like movement, which kept it nice. Because I think if you stay in one place for too long, that's when you start getting itchy. Getting antsy.
Yeah.
That's my fucking long-winded ass thing. What else are people doing in America?
Oh, yeah. So the Buzz Bowl. Also, can I ask you a question? It's so interesting because I've never had a Buzz Bowl. I've heard it's a very a normalized term in my head. But I'm just realizing right now, I don't know what's in it.
It's like a Mad Dog 2020. It's like a malt? Question mark? Is it vodka?
Yeah, it's like a stew of liquor, but I don't know what's in it.
Dude, a frozen Buzz Ball, you could fuck somebody up with that.
That guy looked like he really enjoyed it. It looks like a Mountain Dew flavor with vodka in it.
They do look appealing. I will say
that looks so nice.
Oh, it can be. I didn't know this, but it can be anything. It'd be vodka, tequila, rum, whiskey.
And
it depends on the flavor.
Yeah, different flavors, different
alcohol. I don't think I've ever had one. Yeah, it's like it literally looks like a Pokeball with a little pop top aluminum. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, what the fuck? I see these all. Yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
You know, you see some. I've never read it. Never read it. But I know. I'm so yeah.
They also have like massive ones, like handle size ones. I don't think I've ever had one, actually. But like, what a fun, like, there's something about something that fits perfectly in your hand. Tits, dude, buzz balls, I got oranges.
Your own penis. I got nothing to do tonight. Let's just fucking chug a buzz ball
for
lunch.
Dude, the sugar content in this bitch, I don't think you'd feel well for like 3 days after.
Oh, a lot of sugar.
You said you had one recently. Oh, fuck yeah. Are you still keto, by the way?
I'm like...
hilarious.
All right.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Ridge Wallet. Guys, we're excited to talk about Ridge. We are, and now you can get excited too, okay? If you still have a bulky old wallet that's packed with receipts, old cards, and random stuff you don't need, Ridge is a really solid upgrade. Ridge wallets have a slim, modern design that holds up to 12 cards plus cash, okay? So you can get what you need without carrying around a giant wallet. They're made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber, and they're built to be durable. They also have RFID blocking technology, over 50 colors and styles, and all Ridge products come with a lifetime warranty.
They're practical and great for everyday use. I was the king of having a big old bulky dad wallet. And, you know, for Father's Day, I got my dad one of these wallets. So now my dad has a better wallet than me. Like, I'm the dad in this.
You are the dad. But hey, guess what, man? I'll get you a freaking Ridge wallet, okay? For a limited time, Ridge is running their huge, huge, huge sale where you can get up to 40% off their best gear. Just head to ridgewallet.com/stiffsocks and don't miss out on one of their biggest discounts all freaking year. That's ridge.com/stiffsocks for up to 40% off, okay? After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Goddamn.
Are you?
I'm like super carb conscious, but I'm not keto.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Like in a meal, like if I have three meals a day, I like to allow myself a little bit of carbs in two of the three meals.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, what are we talking? I had for breakfast, I fucking ate breakfast at 12:30. But I had an egg white omelet with turkey and spinach. And then I had one slice of sourdough bread.
Okay.
And then we'll probably eat lunch. I probably won't have any carbs for lunch. And then for dinner, I'll allow myself like a piece of bread or whatever.
I like you say allow yourself.
Yeah.
You're like daddy's own daddy.
Yeah. I cook my own self.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch so many bread. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck me in the mouth is my girlfriend. No, but what fucked me in the mouth was Paris. It's just like, dude, you have croissants and I'm just back on board. And now my own little gremlin body's like, croissant at Starbucks. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'll do it. Do you know what I did recently? It's such a Michael Boston thing. I went to, I landed in LAX. Excuse me?
Sorry, bought a muffin.
Bought a muffin.
I don't know.
We're sort of close, honestly. I landed at LAX and you know, there's a Dunkin' Donuts at the where
I know that exact Dunkin' Donuts, you. United.
Yeah, yes, baby. Yeah, I act like you don't travel as much as me. So went to Dunkin' Donuts. I wanted a fucking espresso so bad, right? Go there, get double espresso. And then there's these fucking donuts looking at your boy like, hey, what's up, daddy? Like fucking Amsterdam prostitutes. Like, what's up? Excuse me?
Holes or circles?
Well, full donuts and then the holes. And then I go, you know what, guys? Talking to the donuts in my head. I go, you know what? I'm getting one hole. I asked the guy for one donut hole. He reacted to me like I said, like, I'm going to eat your aborted baby. That he was like, he literally goes, excuse me? I swear. He goes, excuse me? I go, yeah, can I have one donut hole?
You know what? Make that a half.
No one's ordered one donut hole in the history of donut holes.
The most, one Michael Blassen thing ever, too, to walk yourself through that for one donut hole. Also, most LA thing ever. Whether you're you're like, I'm going to do just like a plain black coffee. And you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Live a little. Ozempic don't come till tomorrow. Let me have one donut hole. The guy's like, do you want that mixed into your drink? Like the type of people that order donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, like you're like, yeah, let me get a 12 piece.
Oh yeah, they don't give a shit.
Let me get flats.
Which
flats or donut holes,
dude? I
want some drumsticks,
dude. There is a part of me, and I maybe said this before. There is a part of me that really just wants to take one day out of the week and just say fuck it.
Sure,
just cheat day. Fuck it. The Rock, my life.
Why not? Why not?
Because I know that people who do that feel like absolute shit. Like, you just go to IHOP, order three things of pancakes and fucking blah, 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 just do it up. And I feel like awful dog shit.
Yeah.
You know? Dude, I went to IHOP, of course. when I was in I went to IHOP when I was in Canada, which is just so funny. Oh, in the IHOP, the O, they had a maple leaf in the O. I thought it was really cute. Anyways, yeah, it was cute. I went there, got my steak tips and eggs, really excited. And I go, she goes, do you want pancakes? I go, yeah. And I go, can I just get one of them? One pancake. I ate half of it, dipped that bitch in butter. So fucking happy. I don't need a whole thing. Yeah. Daddy just needs a little bit of sweet, some carbs. Daddy doesn't need a fucking whole bowl of pasta and a goddamn pizza, you know? But just a little.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was great. By the way, Canada. Holy fuck.
Fun?
Thank you. Oh my God.
Canada shows are always fun.
Dude.
I've never had like a calm crowd in Canada.
No, they don't exist. They're so nice they're just happy to be there, man. They're just happy to be there, bro. Yeah. All three shows are unbelievable. I told you this, so sorry to repeat myself, but I'm doing this new thing where I'm getting off stage, wireless mic, for like 10, 15 minutes.
Just Mikey running. Mobile.
Mikey Mobile.
Mobile Mikey.
Mikey off the cord. When I did it the first time ever in my life in Halifax, I literally said into the mic, I go, guys, I feel like a fucking dog that's never been off a leash. And now I'm off a leash.
Someone's off the leash.
And I go, someone's getting fucking bit.
Somebody getting smelt.
Dude, I sat on some dude's fucking lap when I was doing crowd work with someone else. I took someone's dude's sunglasses off, put them off. I was giving fake blowjobs. Dude, it was insanity. It's a crazy feeling to be in the orchestra with no fucking leash. And you're like, oh, I'm playing Whose Line Is It Anyways?
You're playing Who's in My Mouth, honestly. Sounds like a ghost has entered. So, and how many minutes into the show is this?
10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 minutes in.
Great way to warm up the crowd. But
dude,
they're going wild when
I get off stage.
But is it weird to like have this like crazy crowd interaction? You're running through a muck and then you're up there like, yeah, man, so my dad left the family.
the joke
fuels them up.
I think it fuels them. And also like, it's sort of like my first joke I've been open with is not like the craziest thing ever, but it's a crazier story. So I kind of lead into it by like, I'm fucking weird. And then everyone, since I was being so weird, it's like, laugh point. Yeah, and I'm I'm weird because my family, blah, blah, blah. And so it's been working. And also the lights change. So it's like, oh, we're doing a different thing.
Do you start the bit on stage or do you start walking towards the stage? Be like, that was crazy, man. I'm weird.
On stage.
Oh.
On stage.
Dude, you could do some cool like shit where you like, once you're dumb, start like walking to the stage, doing the bit, but like the lights are slowly getting dimmer.
Kind of cool. Yeah.
You know, like, all right, dude, this guy was fucking weird. But you know, I'm also weird. Then the lights kind of come down a little, and then you walk into the stage. That's kind of sick.
Just a single spotlight on me, all blacked out.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know, what's kind of funny is like you're your own opener at this point.
Right.
Like you are in the crowd. You're like motherfucking late night.
Yes.
Day show. All the shows they have like the crowd.
The crowd warm-up guy.
Yeah. You're like doing that for your own show in the funniest way. But like,
it is true. Yeah.
But it's like,
I hear what you're saying. No, I hear what you're saying. It's like I'm getting more warmed
up.
It's two
different shows.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is now I was talking with my videographer about it. It's like three different shows. It's like the crowd work that I normally do on stage.
Yeah.
Then I jump down. Then that crowd work.
Oh.
And then I get back on. It's like three different.
And then if somebody yells at me out later, you're like, bitch, don't make me get back down in there.
I said it. Two different shows. Somebody yells at stuff. I will pick up this wireless mic and make you eat it. I don't know why I said that.
I love stand-up comedy.
It's great. Dude, and I think the next phase of this thing too is I might do some bits when I'm in the crowd. Like just fucking just do some stand-up like when I'm like.
That's what I was trying to say. Like if you start the bit like while walking to the stage, like, I think you could also like, I think that's also funny. It's a great place to workshop bits too.
Ooh.
You know? Because if you're in the crowd, it doesn't feel like it's part of the show. Like the written show. But if you're like walking and you see a guy,
wearing like a Knicks shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
And I do the Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
It's a fun way to kind of keep things fresh and interesting, you know?
Yeah. No, dude. I mean, I need to always have a screen so everyone can see. Cause in Halifax and Ottawa, there was no screen. So people couldn't really see who I was talking about. But in the casino, Moncton, there was a screen. So it helps so much, dude, because everyone can see who I'm fucking talking to and the tattoos. I had my videographer like zoom in on a tattoo that I was talking about so everyone can see it. It's just great. And dude, talk about, you know, when you're on the road a lot, you just get like a little bored. You're like, yeah, I do the same job.
Not me. Love of the game.
All right. I'm an idiot. But okay.
Of course.
Like rinse and repeat. This is just like a whole new element.
It's a new way to like excite things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it was unbelievable. Anyways, yeah, just want to say thanks.
You're going to be here Canada. In 6 months and be like, dude, I'm tired of going to the crowd.
100%.
Then I got a black eye yesterday.
Well, dude.
You and me in the middle of a bit, some guy's going to go, get in the crowd.
Well, dude, you know what's funny is we have to have a whole security meeting. So security's close to me when I'm in the fucking audience. There's this one dude in, I think it was Halifax. It was the first time we did it.
I'll be there August 15th.
Oh, yeah, go.
It's part of the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. And
such a fun festival.
It's a massive show for me. So yeah. Pull up.
It's great.
Halifax. Halifax. Some guy touched you.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about black eyes.
Black eyes or black guys?
Eyes. We talk about black eyes if you want.
Sure.
They're great.
Has anyone else been watching Love Island? All right, we'll get back to it.
Go ahead. This massive, massive dude. I'm talking about he might have been 6'7". I was like,
Don't make me do it.
Oh, no.
I'm not gonna. Sot!
Oh, shit. Someone call Air France.
33, 6'7". Go ahead.
He stands up. Everyone freaks out. And he hugs me, but like way too hard and like way too long like this. Anyway, he was doing a bit, whatever. And then he releases me and look at security. I go, walk up to security. Where the fuck were you, dude?
Yeah.
That mountain just hugged me. You guys didn't make no attempts, blah, blah, blah. But like, so we need to dial that in because he could have done anything he wanted to me.
Well, also some of these venues, the security, they're like more like ushers. And they're like 90.
100%.
And 100 years old. Like,
yes.
Like they're like, somebody could run up here with an RPG and they'd be like, I thought I was supposed to like face the crowd.
Yeah,
like, he came from the crowd. They're like, yeah, but I'm just facing the crowd.
Yeah, I have osteoporosis. What the fuck you want me to do?
Dementia. Who's even on stage?
100%. Dude, my daughter's going to be named Dementia. Horrible name. But
no, it's great. You can always forget it.
Brunson Blaustein.
Brunson Blaustein is going to happen. Anyways, yeah.
So I wanted to go over this really funny article from Japan. It was it's about free refills in the
U.S.
Oh,
yeah. I've heard about this.
Yeah, so like,
they're shocked that you get free refills in the U.S. It's like, how is that shocking? Then you see your average person at Buc-ee's when they're pushing $4.50.
Oh yeah, and that's the kid.
So the article goes: USA, a Mexican restaurant. We had not ordered anything yet, and the food was already arriving. Chips, salsa, unrequested, free. I stopped the waiter. We had not earned these. They just come with the table, man. They come with the table. In my land, hospitality is a debt. Every gift creates an obligation.
Is this
weighed
anime?
Carefully, returned in proper season with interest of feeling. Here, the gift arrives before you, even proven you can pay for dinner. This is not an appetizer. This is a declaration. We trust you. Eat. I ate with the gravity of the moment deserved. And then, I must report this calmly. The basket emptied, and a new one appeared. Did we? Free refills, the waiter said. It's bottomless. Bottomless. They have wells of salsa here. The supply line of this nation are beyond anything my ancestors imagined. My friends warned me, don't fill up on chips, dude. Too late. I have accepted 3 baskets. Honor demanded each one be finished. An unfinished gift is an insult. By the time my actual food arrived, I was ruined.
Where did you find this?
It was he wrote this up on X and posted.
Oh my God.
17 million Japanese views people. For this.
Yeah, I did see this. Mm-hmm. Which is so 17 million? Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude,
but what great perspective. It's like, you know, their thought is not like the American thought, like, fuck yeah, free chips, we're making money off this restaurant. It's like, what have I done to deserve this gift?
Yeah, and that's why they're a great culture, and that's why we're going to be fucking taken over by robots in 15 years.
Built from Japan.
100%.
But isn't that beautiful? Do you also see the Japanese fans were cleaning up the stadium after their game?
No.
Bro, yeah, because they're like, we're a gift in your country. Like, yeah, we're going to clean the mess we made. It's... not to sound like every white guy ever who's been to Japan, but like they are light years ahead of us, and their culture is just so beautiful. They're just so nice.
That's awesome. What's happening?
I love Japanese people.
They didn't even
look at this.
No,
bro,
where do they get the bags from?
I don't know. Fucking ponchos they're wearing in the rain. Like
I had seen, they said like they do that in Japan because they want to show respect to the team.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, they bring the trash
bags?
Bro,
leave a Tampa Bay Bucks like pregame. There'll be a severed head on the ground. They're like, that's what you get for messing with the Buccaneers. Oh my God, this is so awesome.
That's really awesome.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this next ad is sponsored by our friends at HexClad. Let me tell you a freaking secret, guys.
Tell them.
Guys, We're so excited about HexClads, okay? If you cook at home, good cookware makes a huge difference. You want pans that heat evenly, give you a good sear, clean up easily, and don't make every meal harder than it needs to be. Go to freaking HexClad, okay? HexClad combines the performance of stainless steel with the convenience of nonstick in one pan, okay? So you get that stronger heat, oh yeah, daddy, and a proper sear, and a cleanup that is so much freaking easier, dude. Even a robot can do it. Guys, they sent us these pans. Let me tell you something. I made eggs with them today.
And you know what's great? It's also dishwasher safe.
Shut up.
All these pans, I'm tired of hand washing. F that. We got technology. It's dishwasher time. With built-in Stay Cool stainless steel handles, plus all HexClad products come with a lifetime warranty. Don't go through another summer with cookware that makes every meal harder than it needs to be. For a limited time, our listeners, as you guys, get 10% off your order with our exclusive link. Just head to hexclad.com/socks. Support our show. Tell them we sent you. Check it out one more time. That is hexclad, hexclad.com/socks. Make sure to let them know we sent you.
Goddamn.
Also, the new side talk for the Knicks championship dropped. Do you guys
please,
want to watch
please,
that?
Just please now? Play it.
Yeah. Well,
please
3 days ago. But
please play it.
It's a parade. It's not my city. Yeah.
Jalen.
Every day, Brunson egg and cheese. Hold the dick and balls, you right?
We here because of the perfect tip.
I love OG tip.
OG, OG, OG.
My boyfriend is a first fan, but nigga, I'm from New York.
Fuck my boyfriend, nigga.
Shout out my nigga, De'Aaron fucking Fox.
Take that fucking Statue of Liberty with you back to fucking France.
Be lucky that show was an egg, Wemby. That shit should have been a brick, pussy.
We champions.
Now, the championship one was...
We fucking did it!
What the fuck?
We burning this city down, nigga!
You see this Spurs fan, we flocking!
NYPD needs fucking backup!
Fuck moving on, nigga!
Wemby, you a dead man walking!
Wemby, get ready to our timing!
Jalen, when I got you, you better know it's Pride Month.
I'ma suck your fucking dick!
I'm changing my last name to Brunson!
Tony Martin got me right, nigga!
Fuck you, Donald Trump!
Fuck San Antonio's fat ass women!
Wemby! Your long ass dick, I'ma suck it if you wanna pull up!
We gonna send you back to fucking France, nigga!
Fuck France, nigga! We from USA!
We champions!
We did that!
Fuck Trae Young!
Fuck Wemby!
He's the biggest pussy in Texas! This shit is fucking crazy!
Oh, Gianna, no!
Fuck that shit, yeah!
The bitch? Yo, there was Josh Block mode on that! Oh my god. That's insane. I mean, like, imagine being a New York City police officer. It's game five. They're about to win. You're just like, please, no.
Yeah, you're just stretching out. You're like, oh, God.
And they even won.
Just loading their gun. God, hoping not to fucking use it.
Do you think it would have been any crazier had they won in New York? Probably, right?
Sir. 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 They literally would have toppled the Statue of Liberty. They would have, like, just moved, like, just moved it until it fell down.
I do love cities that go crazy. Oh, wait, whoa. Bro, sucking toes?
Yeah, this is during the parade.
I've never been tagged in something so much in my life.
Yeah, we have
what episode of Love Island is this? Hold on. What is happening?
Who?
Right, but who, why, where? Like post Tim shoes? Them bitches are seasoned.
Dude, Tim shoes. I think she's been walking around the 6 train, dude. That's it's not fresh.
Is it the same girl who got her ass slapped? It's not this girl, is it?
No. I think it's different. That is
and
the strength on that.
What? Okay. This is like not real. This is like me playing The Sims. Like this is like not. This is not normal behavior.
Dude, I can't believe she's still twerking.
You also gotta respect them.
Oh.
Okay, cheap shot. You also got to respect the orange underwear with the blue. You know, like,
right.
She dressed as if she knew she was going to get pants that day.
Yeah.
What did the girl sitting down say to her to prompt that?
She didn't say anything.
That's the whitest thing I've ever said. What did she say to prompt that?
She didn't say anything. That one girl was just trying to get down, and that white girl wouldn't move. So she moved her for her. I mean, that's so funny.
Yeah, dude, this...
She
So she emptied out a trash can in the street and then walked back with it.
I mean, it's pretty cool trash can.
No, it's a cool trash can, but make it your fucking self.
Literally,
it's not some crazy
thing. You're
making
that mess for your city that you're proud of. Like, I don't know. That's
it's horrible. It's horrible.
Just
it's literally
wait until like, they take the trash. Bring a fucking trash bag or something.
Like you should cut from the Japanese cleaning up after themselves into that.
Yeah,
that's the side by side of the cultures.
So what is this?
This is the dude I was trying to explain to you.
Is this
off
the guy
mic.
That had Narcan?
Yeah, this guy was like dying, and this girl like saved him somehow, and then he tried to make out with her.
Oh my god, what was in that Narcan? Hypnotic? Like, why is he acting so like...
Probably like a buzz ball.
Yeah, he's acting freaky. He's like, oh, shit, you saved me? Like, you're the Jack to my Rose. I'm the Jack to your Rose? Who's... I don't know who's who.
You're the Rose to my Jack.
So who's on the U.S. soccer team? Messi?
Mia Hamm.
Delicious. Women?
I'm joking. I have no idea. I don't know who's on... Wait, I don't know. Ask the question, please. Please ask it.
Is there a men and women World Cup?
I knew that's what you were going to ask. Yeah. I don't know if it's right now. I don't think it's right now.
Okay. So when is it?
I love how I was laughing and I don't know the answer.
Why aren't they playing?
I think it's different time. Are they playing right now? No, I'm saying I think the Women's World Cup is a different time. Does anyone know this?
It's happening next year.
What's it called? The Women's Menstrual Cup? I fucked up my own joke. What are those things called? Diva Cup.
Frame me out.
God. Make it look like Michael said it.
Oh no.
So yeah, so you didn't know the answer to this too, but so it's just men right now. And who does the US have? Who are our heaters? Who's our Brunson?
I have no idea.
Pull it up.
You have a technology in front of you, please, sir. Pull up the roster or ask chat like who's the best on this.
Has nobody been watching Love Island?
No.
Anyone?
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. I'm a sucker for it. I started watching being like, man, this is some whatever shit.
Okay.
Like, bro, I'm locked in. And also, you know why I like being locked in on it? The memes are funny. And also, a lot of content you can create about it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's the same thing. It's like if everybody watches Marty Supreme and then you make a Marty Supreme movie, like,
sure.
Or not, and you make a video, a sketch. Like,
make a Marty Supreme.
Supreme Marty, flip it. You know, it's fun. Like the memes are funny. Yeah, there's a lot of like content opportunities.
But it's for real entertaining?
Yeah. Bro, it's like fucked up with it's literally like a human experiment. Like it feels like this is the closest we've ever been to like God and a scientist being like, what if we put 10 of the horniest people, made them fall in love, and then stripped them from those people and introduced them to new people, but now they're watching on camera like their man's make out with a new woman.
Yeah, there's so many levels to this I don't understand because I need to watch it. But like,
it is. Yeah, there's.
So there isn't. We talked about this last time, but there's one every day, every night?
Every day, except for like Wednesday and Sunday, I think. I don't know. But like five a week.
And for and how it's long? Like months?
Six, 36 days.
36 fucking days?
36 weeks? I have no idea. I don't know. It's just crazy because it's happening like live. So the people are on the show like right now. Like they're filming an episode right now.
Oh, it's live?
It's live.
So it can't be fucking live.
Not live, but like they're recording like tonight's episode like yesterday.
And they're like, oh,
so
shit.
So the people
well, that's
like
so cool then.
Well, it's really cool because like also like they take the phones away from the contestants and like they put their social media on so you like can't comment, like you can't tag them for like their own health reasons when they get back online. Like they're not like opening their phone to like thousands of hate or love comments.
You can't tag them. So what do they delete it or something?
Well, you can't tag them or you can't comment. They turn the comments off.
Got it.
But you can follow them.
Yeah.
But like, so these people are somewhere like, it's like, let's say you and I are like on the show. You're a bad bitch. I'm a guy. And I like fuck you over like right now, right this second. Tomorrow night, everyone's getting like, bro, like your actions, like you, like they're like, fuck him. I can't believe you do it. Like it's like live.
And but they don't have.
But they don't know.
So that we are at this.
They don't know. But isn't that crazy? You go into a thing.
Yeah.
With like 2,000 Instagram followers, and then you're done with the show, which you haven't seen anything of because you're in it, and then you either get kicked off or it's done. You open your phone, now you have 500,000 followers.
Crazy. I mean, that's why people do it.
Right, but like imagine that, like you're essentially entering a portal to leave like known.
Do you think people do some extra fuck shit so they get more followers so they're more known, or do you think? They gotta be doing
it. Dude, watching it, they're all clip farming. They're all looking
for
their moments. Cause last year, like There's a bunch of clips and memes that got like big and really popular. So I think there's a lot of people on there now. But what's crazy is they're adding new people in like every couple of days. So the new people are adding in, they've also been watching. You know what I mean? Like, isn't that crazy?
Holy shit.
So Lindsay and I have a friend on it. Lindsay's much closer with this guy, but he just got on it. He runs a coffee/surf shop in Venice. He just got on it. But he was watching the episodes like leading up to it. And she was texting him like 3 days ago. Probably being like, yo, we should smash. What? No, I'm kidding. But they were probably texting about like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be
at MGK's house.
Just cucking my way into fame.
She was texting him what?
Just about like, are you on the show? Are you on the show? And he's yeah, I don't really know yet. But like, and then you get a call, like you're on like a Veils almost. You get a call like, hey, we need you Sunday. And then you're just on it. So you're like living just day to day. You're just doing your job. Hey, but like, this is what I can't conceptualize, where it's like, hey, you're just living day to day, normal life shit, normal Instagram following. You get the call, hey, we need you. You go to this island, you don't check your phone for a month, you check your phone, and now you're famous.
It's crazy. Like, is there someone who goes there and they get like voted off crazy fast? Or I don't, yeah. How does this work? Oh shit.
Yeah. But the first guy that got voted off got a crazy amount of following because he's like the first guy to come back. So he's on his phone now.
Goddamn.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Guys, we're excited to talk about Blue Chew Gold. Okay, Blue Chew Gold is designed for guys who want more complete experience in the bedroom with a tablet that combines 4 ingredients into 1 solution. 2 ingredients help support the physical side, and 2 support the arousal and desire side in the brain. It's a convenient option, and Blue Chew makes the process simple from home, okay? Because, listen, when someone sends you a U-Up text, you want to be ready.
Yeah.
And Blue Chew Gold, take that thing 15 minutes before.
Anyways, dude, there's a reason Blue Chew is the number one freaking brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners.
Sure do.
Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code SOCKS. Did you hear me? Are you listening? Are your freaking headphones on loud? Okay, that's promo code SOCKS. You will also receive an additional 10% off plus free overnight shipping. Overnight shipping. So, you know, if you need it now, you'll get it. Free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the freaking pod and the bedroom. Goddamn.
So everyone's following him to be like, yo, what's fucking going on?
Yeah, fuck.
But yeah, the one last night, they brought on 12 dudes and there's 6 girls.
Now I'm in.
Yeah. So they brought on 12 dudes, 6 girls, and the girls had to pick 6 guys. So the other guys that didn't get picked went home immediately. So they had like 12 minutes of.
Where is the island? Do we know?
Fiji.
The water place?
Yeah. But they had like 12 minutes of fame and then they're like kicked off. So some people go there and come back like millions of followers, booming, brand deal set for life.
Yeah.
Some people... not good. Dude, one guy on there, can you look this up, Jack? One guy didn't tell his girlfriend of like 4.5 years that he was going on the show and like left her to be like, oh, I'm going to Chicago to like get a job. And then went on the show.
No.
But didn't get picked. So he left her, got like literally maybe one word on camera, like 12 seconds of screen time, kicked off. Now he has to go back and be like, hey.
I know you're pregnant, but.
Yeah, the job interview for Chicago was on an island. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I didn't make it. But yeah, damn. Like, so those people got like zero stage time, but
damn, stage time.
Screen time. But it's fascinating to watch. It's just
can I jump in now or do I need to start from the top?
I think you could. I think you get a little more of the lore if you kind of get early on. Because then you know like who the characters are and their arch over time. And
dude, there's so many hours though. You said 1 hour per fucking episode.
Yeah.
God.
We're
damn.
Pretty locked in.
Is it entertaining though?
Yeah.
Or am
I
gonna hate watch it?
Dude, it flies by. It's entertaining. Okay. I mean, it's entertaining just because you like within it's like, I don't know. You just get to make your own perception of who these people are. It's like, so you see a guy come on, you're immediately like, man, fuck him. I don't like this guy. Right.
Yeah,
this guy's going to suck. You have time. You're like, oh, he's actually chill. He's actually cool.
Okay.
Like
okay,
at the end of the day, it is still like brain numbing, like dumb TV.
Sure.
But it the element of it being live and them like throwing these curveballs is interesting.
Does it feel produced? Like heavily produced or you guys go over here and I wonder what's going to happen.
I think a lot of it is unscripted, but there are definitely moments where that don't seem like their characteristic Like you're like, this felt produced.
Yeah, okay.
It's like,
okay,
this guy's in a very happy relationship with this girl. And it feels like a producer's like, yeah, but why don't you go talk to this girl today?
Right.
And then he's like nervous about it. Like, hey, I'm going to talk. And you're like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Okay.
There's definitely that. But
I mean, I need to get into it. Obviously, it's like massively popular. So like, it's
I
good.
I will say it's like, you're probably better off, smarter in life without watching it. But like, you start watching it, it is like just, it's just dumb. You're going to take your mind off other shit.
I haven't like dove into a great show in so long. Dude, I saw the new Steven Spielberg movie.
What's it called?
Steven Spielberg movie.
Holy shit, that's out.
It's called The Disclosure. Disclosure.
Good.
Did you see it, Alex? No. It's very mixed reviews. I totally got on board with the mixed reviews because I liked it, didn't love it, didn't hate it. I liked it, but I can definitely get on board. Like my girlfriend's mom hated it, literally left the theater, being like, "What the fuck? Like, what was that?" I hated it.
It was just bad, or it was like vulgar, or like
no, Steven Spielberg. It's not vulgar. It's like, you know, I can see a world in which you're like, what's the purpose of this film? Like, there was no resolution. Like, what we sat over 2 hours for what? But yeah, I thought the concept was really fucking cool, and the aliens were really great. I liked it. It was I liked it. It wasn't like E.T. or some shit, but I liked it. But I haven't seen a fucking show, like a TV show. I tried to watch Cape Fear. You guys know Cape Fear on Apple? Cape Fear, the movie was incredible. I'm trying to watch Cape Fear on Apple. I'm like, it's because it's like executive produced by Scorsese. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be fucking great.
Yeah.
But it's like, fine. Mm. Like, someone die. Chop a head off. Let's go.
I think I like reality TV because it's the same as like crowd work. You're like, you don't know where this is going to go. But when you watch a scripted show, at least me personally, I feel like I'm guessing the narrative too much, or I'm like, this is taking too long. Or I'm like, I feel like reality edits for retention.
Mm.
And you also don't know where it's going, like a crowd work clip. But like a scripted show, you're like, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't watched good enough TV. I just feel like I'm like too busy guessing. Like, if I see some crowd work shit, I have no idea where it's going to go.
Yep.
But if I'm in the back of the room and I see somebody doing a bit, I'm already in the back. I'm like, he's going to go here with this.
I see what you're saying.
So when it's a scripted show, I'm like, well, you know the premise, so you know, like, kind of what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, but that's why I like the shows that are so, they give you no info. So you're like, three episodes, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, the Sock Talk has to do with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yes. The Sock Talk is from Joe. He's saying, did you guys see the new Spider-Man popcorn bucket? They're calling it the Cumnado.
Shut up. You still need the Dune bucket? You know Dune 3 is coming out soon, right?
I do need a Dune bucket.
So yo, no.
Is their whole goal when making these popcorn buckets to go viral? Like, are they just running it past like a 13-year-old? Be like, is this funny? So
there's
the bucket's in the hand.
So the bucket is in the hand. The cool part though is
that's that weird
inside. Well, they're just saying it looks like nut.
I mean, yeah, but like that's
it's actually pretty cool. You fill the hand with a drink.
Oh,
and then you eat around it. Pause.
Oh, I'm in.
Look at that. Look, isn't dude? You know how fucking fat America is. Underneath this is the same. Free same day refill.
No honor.
Same day.
What guy is driving back to the theater with that in their cup holder? Back. I just got to go get some Mr. Pibb. Sounds so good right now.
Mr. Pibb sounds incredible.
So what that tells me is it's a very small bucket because you have to keep going back and refilling.
Doesn't look big.
It doesn't look big at all. But dude, you do need that much popcorn. You need a half a small and you're good. The fact that motherfuckers out here getting a large. How do you finish a large? If you have a family of nine, for sure. Excuse me?
It goes by quick.
Does it? I just was at the movies. I got a small and it finished like 25% of it. And I was like, I'm going to throw up. Maybe because I'm on Ozempic. I don't know. But I like that. I'd like to eat my, I would like to eat Spider-Man's cum. I think it's cool.
All right, guys. Secret sock.
Secret sock.
I got a grown man.
I was fingering my ex-girlfriend at a park with my hand in her pants, and I think my not-inserted finger drifted a little south of the border. I remember thinking to myself, this girl's wet. Turns out she shit all over my hand. So I had to wipe my hand in the grass and use about a gallon of hand sanitizer. Laugh my ass off.
You're not
laughing
your
ass off. No, she did. So she diarrheaed herself, and you didn't find out until your hand was in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a man. You have to lick everything. If you really liked her... you would just.
We're overlooking the fact that this is at a park. You get everything you deserve if that's at a park. If you're 100%. Sitting like on your nice comforter and that happens, it's kind of unfortunate, kind of gross. If you're freeing someone in a park, shit's the best case scenario.
Yes.
And it's hers, you know?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get a fucking attacked by a raccoon.
Or like seagull shit.
It's also, what time is it? 11 a.m. Kids are around kicking the soccer ball.
That's what's so funny about a park. It's like in the day, it's like the most joyous swing set. Yay, woo, family. And then at night, you're like, what if I fingered your ass here?
Yeah. At night, you're just beheading hookers. You're like, what? I guess they can use that as a soccer ball.
Isn't that life, though? I see what you did there.
Thank you.
World Cup.
World Cup. Yeah. Isn't that life, though?
I was just saying, like we've talked about how checking into an Airbnb in the day is like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. Boutique. Beautiful, vintage. And then you get there at night and you're like, okay, cool. So am I going to get stabbed 90 times or like 98?
Yep.
But a park, it's just, what is that? The second it's pitch black, you're like, fentanyl. Finger,
yeah,
fire gun.
You
the
think the sun knows that? The sun's going down. He goes, hey, guys, seriously, hold on. Guys, you know what it guys, is? Guys.
I think it's like when a teacher left the classroom and they put one kid in charge and they're like, you guys better be good.
And it's the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moon don't give a fuck.
The moon is bright.
The I fact, agree.
The fact, what I'm saying, the fact that it was like, it's so dark. The moon's like, fuck you. Well, I'm
depends,
giving so much
depends
light.
Depends on the month. Uh-oh. Full moon, everything bright. Sliver, not good.
Why is there just a sliver?
I can't
motherfucker,
believe.
Motherfucker, like, clock
I can't in. Believe, I can't believe we don't look into this more.
I think we did. I think it's all known.
Every,
we just don't know.
But the fact that the sliver's never been like one way, like on top of it or underneath it, like a smile or like a hat.
Right, it's only
like
a yarmulke. It's, only
that one thing. It's just always bing.
Yeah.
I can't, dude, there's no way this life is real. All right, I got to get out of here.
No, hold on. Just one more thing we can get out of. The fact that people look up at the moon and think that we landed on it is crazy.
Yeah, how about the people that think
that the dream works?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we're in a room full of film majors and nobody wants the dream works. He's sitting on the moon with the fishing rod.
Where's the water? Where's the water come from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The moon controls the water.
It does. Oh! Supposedly.
Allegedly.
You know who controls the water? BlackRock. Guys, that's it for us. Thank you so much. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on our tour. And we love you. That's it. Peace.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's. Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.